Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday night, September the 22nd, 2018. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, I am so happy to be here with you all again on tonight. And I'm looking forward to what God is going to say through our man of God on tonight, through his man of God, none other than Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry. So he's going to be bringing forth the word again on tonight. And I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready, especially for the first-time listeners, all those of you that tune in continuously, you already know, get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with him as we go through God's word together on tonight. As we always do, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go with your prayer with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God. He is so awesome, he can hear all of our prayers. He can hear all of our cries at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come again to give you the glory, honor, and praise that you're so worthy of. We thank you for this another opportunity to be able to share your word to use your people on tonight. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, before we move any further, we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, also Pastor Norman King and his family, and all those that are faithful, committed doers of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain, but through it all, you would be glorified through us individually and then as a corporate body of believers in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We know you know where they are and you know what they're going through. We ask that you will move by your spirit, Heavenly Father. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ. And those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land in Jesus' name. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your power. Let them feel your comforting spirit. Let them realize and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we now lift up all those that may be listening on tonight who do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, who do not have a personal relationship with him. It is our prayer, our hope, and desire on tonight, after hearing your word through your man of God on tonight, is our prayer that they will be moved by their spirit, and they will be convicted in their hearts to the point they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, so that after hearing the word on tonight and after being saved through the blood of Jesus Christ and through Jesus Christ on tonight, they will come to know that God's purpose in the earth. We will walk in it and live in it and fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I lift up my father to you in a special way, not only him, but my brother-in-law, Ken Jones. Heavenly Father, you know what they're going through. And not only them, but I lift up my bishop, James A. Jennings, to you, and also Minister Sandra Willis. Heavenly Father, you know what everyone is going through. Heavenly Father, you told us in your word that we would go through trials and tribulations and tests, and that we are not exempt. Those that are saved in Jesus' name, we are not exempt from experiencing the things that everyone experiences in this life and in this world. But we know that you are in total control. So we ask that you will have your way in this life of every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word all over the land. In Jesus' name we pray. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we don't want to forget the listeners. Continue to bless them. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. And, oh God, I pray that you will continue to move by your spirit through them, so that they will be able to share the good news about this worldwide ministry so that others can tune in and be blessed by your word is our prayer in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord, now that you will just have your way over this worldwide ministry, that you alone will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer say amen. Well, for tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, God's word is true. The enemy is a lie. The enemy, we're talking about Satan, the devil, he is a lie. So whose report are you believing on tonight? Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, God's word is true. The enemy, the devil, Satan, he is a lie. So whose report are you believing on tonight? That's the scripture food for thought for tonight. And that's something for all of us to consider on tonight. We do not have any announcements on tonight, so we're going to go right to our music break, and we're going to be listening to the late Reverend James Cleveland as he ministered to us in music in the song titled Peace Be Still. I pray that you enjoy the music break. So bear with me as we get ready to tune this up so we can be blessed by this song together on tonight. Enjoy the music break. And after the music break, we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King, pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He is my first cousin. I am so proud of what the Lord is doing in his life and through his ministry. And the best for him and his ministry and his family is still yet to come. So enjoy the music break, and we will come back to hear what the Lord is going to say to us through Pastor Norman King. Step with me just 1 second.
Now, why you got your hand up?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that we serve a God that when he said there will be peace, guess what? There will be peace. So thank God for that musical selection. I pray that he was blessed by it, by the late Reverend James Cleveland. Peace be still. So right now we are, hopefully you are ready for the word. I am ready to receive the word on tonight through my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. Once again, he's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Right now, I present to you Pastor Norman King. I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Praise the Lord, Cousin James. It's such a blessing and a privilege, you know, to be given the opportunity by God's grace, again, to be on the air to share the good news, the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As I'm so humble, and I don't take my calling lightly. I'm very serious about my call, and God has bestowed upon me on this given night to deliver a word, and he says his word will never return void. It will always accomplish, amen, what it's sent to do. So we will get into the word tonight as we're going to be looking at a key verse. Tonight is Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, verse 6. Amen. So I will read that, and it reads, thusly, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, that I may decrease and that you increase, and that the hearers of your word will not allow anything to interfere with this word that's coming forth, Father God, by way of your Holy Spirit through me, that it can be food and nourishment for them to receive that which you, by your design, that you've orchestrated them for them to receive this night. With all these prayers tonight, in Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Again, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, my topic tonight in this message is called Not on My Watch. And one of the things that's very significant about this topic is that it applies to you. Now, with that being said, let me share this scripture before I even get into the information I got for you. In Philippians, the 2nd chapter, verse 5, this is what Paul said. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Again, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, with that being said, I'm going to go back to my key verse in Proverbs again. If this mind be in you, which is also in Christ, then take this word serious when King Solomon said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, the gathered words that the Lord has given me is for you to take personal. Other words, if you study to show yourself approved unto God and you learn God's word, you got to say all this other mess is not going to happen. What? On my watch. Huh? And we go back to verse 1 of Proverbs 22. It says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich, verse 2, the rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man foresee evil and hid it himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. But humility, verse 4, at the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Thorns are snares are in the way of the forward. He that does keep his soul shall be far from him. Then we get to train up a child. Now, I said that to make this point right here. As you put your mind and you acknowledge the word of God in Philippians 2 and 5, where it says, let this mind be in you as also in Christ Jesus, then we're going to see that God knows the value that's placed upon each individual. And your training, your child is, you got to make sure you instill in them that God is aware of this. God knows the value that he placed in every individual. Amen. So here we got King Solomon toward the end of his writing as he draws to a close, and he's beginning to review his work. He's trying, I'm talking about King Solomon now, he's trying to decide how to most effectively clue his writing. And that's what we got to do. We got to come to a close in regards to how I am going to be effective in training my children up in the way of the Lord. Amen. And one of the things that I want to talk about tonight is that the duties of the wise and the righteous. We should consider ourselves as wise. We should consider ourselves as righteous, because this is what the word says. Amen. And two priceless things that King Solomon began to talk about in his Proverbs was it is to challenge us to know what? To know that a person's good name is more valuable than wealth. We are challenged with that. So you are to know that your name is more valuable than wealth. Amen. The names of God means far more than the titles we use to refer him. All right. God actually used his name to reveal himself to us. They describe his character and his attributes. Amen. Your name, come on somebody, should describe your character. Your name should also describe your attribute as you walk your life on this earth in the power and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It's all setting you up to be that person who's going to obey God's word, who have the mind of Christ, that you be able to teach and train your children what? The word, the way of the Lord himself. Amen. Again, a good name is better than precious ointment. Ecclesiastes 7:1 says, and the day of death than the day of birth. Amen. And number two, as I said, Solomon had stressed two things to challenge us with. Number one was, know that a person's good name is more valuable than worth. Number two is, know that every person, rich and poor alike, is important to God. Amen. He created each one. Why am I saying this? Because it goes back to you as a parent to train your kids, to teach your kids that the mind of God, the character of God, God sees all of us important. Don't ever think you are inferior to anyone because you are not. And make sure, because our emphasis tonight is to train up your child. Come on, somebody. That let your child, your children know that we are important to God. Amen. It's very important that we know this. Amen. God knows everything about us. Now, I'm going to keep on, y'all can hear me keep on reiterating, amen, as I'm saying these things, apply it to your life personally and put it in the perspective of teaching your children. Amen. Teach your children that God knows everything about us. Amen. Let them know that he's constantly aware of every detail in our lives. We got to start this, my brothers and sisters, as early as possible. Teach them and let them know that God is always with us. We got to call him down from nowhere. He's always with us. Amen. Teach your children that God has individually formed and crafted us according to his will. It is very important that your children get this information from you. Come on. You can have a pastor, a bishop, whoever, but you is the first line. You the first link parent. Amen. So you train up your child. King Solomon was very adamant about this. Train up a child. Talk about your child in the way that they should go. That whenever they get old, they won't depart from it. Now, even my own self, I was trained up in the way of the Lord. Now, I as I got older, teenage, you know, all this kind of stuff, and went in the Army, and you know, and did I had enough sense not to do it in front of them. Come on, huh? And there was a way stuff seemed to get back, at least back in my day, to Mama if I did something wrong. But my point is, they made sure that they brought me up in church. Amen. So here we are, emphasis to parent, teach your kids, train your kids, amen, and let them know that God is always what? Thinking about us. We are always on God's mind. When you begin to sit down and talk to your kids and counsel your kids and pray with your kids, these are some very important things that we need to let them know. Look, hey, baby, my daughter, my son, whatever you call them, Pookie, whatever you call them, let them know, look, God is always thinking about us. Amen? In other words, we got to be very serious about teaching them God's word, and you got to say, I'm not going to allow anything to go against God's word in regards to me teaching them on what? On my watch. Another thing here, as believers, critical that we develop and maintain a good name. Amen? Our reputation reflects not only upon ourselves, but also upon our families, our churches, and the Lord Jesus Christ. So why am I saying this? I want us to make sure y'all understand where I'm coming from tonight as I'm teaching and preaching this word, that the emphasis from me to you is to be from you also to your kids. So let your kids know, look, our name. I remember, God Almighty, my mom used to tell us back in the day, look, don't let our name be bad out there. And I tell you something, she meant that thing, amen. Our name was to be a good name. Come on, somebody. In other words, if somebody speaks something contrary to good, let it be what? A lie. In other words, I'm going to say again, as believers, it is critical that we develop and maintain a good name. Our reputation reflects not only upon ourselves, but also upon our families and our churches. Amen. I want to move on with this word. And I surely hope that you are in the right mindset to receive what the word of God is saying to you tonight. Amen. This is probably the best known proverb on raising your children. However, it is often misunderstood. It really is. It is the duty of the parents to start their children on the right path of life. And you got, when you hear all this other negative stuff about families, what they are doing, what they ain't doing is right, you got to have a made up mind. I'm going back to Philippians 2:5. Let his mind be in you also in Christ Jesus. Amen. That you got to understand that your duty as a parent is to start your children on the right path. That when they are old, they won't not be able to depart from the training you gave them. It's your duty, it's your responsibility, parent, to train them, to teach them the ways of the Lord. And there's nothing wrong with somebody else giving them, you know, good, wise counsel. It could be your pastor, your bishop, your uncle, or your whoever. But I want you to take the same person that, look, not on my watch, I am the one initially that's responsible for teaching and training what? My children. Amen? So as we continue on, parents, to begin to train our children the earliest years of their life. Amen. Listen, the point is simple. The reference to a child never leave or depart, it refers to the initial training they're given by their parents, not the right way of life. Come on, somebody. In other words, what I'm saying is that we are the ones. And if you did not do this, tonight is your night to be reconciled back to God, to do what asking to forgive you for not doing what he said and get on the right path from this night forward. Amen. Parents only start a child in the right way, the righteousness. As parents, we ought to begin training them, but you're supposed to start them in the right way with the hope even when they get older. And we adults can relate to being trained right, and then somewhere along the way, we begin to go out and do those things that's not pleasing to God. Many parents have been disappointed in God and even questioned his word because they have not been taught the proper meaning and application of this proverb. And that's true. Some of them are. But my thing to you is that if you believe God can't lie, if it's something you've been doing unjust or something that, you know, not complete where you're going to stand, go to God and pray about it. Amen? Because one thing we can have to now made up mind and say that this is not going to happen, what? On my watch. Amen? We got to be able to choose the way, the path of Jesus Christ for our kids and hold to it. It doesn't matter how old they get. You can be, you know, I'm 58. Amen. And my parents are gone, but if they were still here, and even though I still remember those sayings, my daddy would tell you real quick, I'm the same age now I was when you were born. So he was telling me, boy, look at here. All right. I ain't got to go into detail. Y'all know what I'm saying. Amen. We must understand that we got a verse of scripture in Ephesians 6:4 that says, and fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So what it's saying here, don't provoke your children. When you don't train your kids up, you are provoking them. You can try to dress it up with some other kind of word all you want to. If we don't train them up in the way of the Lord, we are provoking what? Our children. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for another opportunity, as I say, to be before you tonight. And we got some scriptures here I want to share also as I move into the second part of this message to bring us to the great example I feel that we have, and that's the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. And what we have here, let me get to it. We got Matthew 11:25, and this is what it says, Matthew 11:25. It says, at this time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou things from the wise and the prudent and has revealed them unto babes. And then he went on to say in verse 13, chapter 19 of Matthew, verse 13 through 15, this is what he said. And this is my key emphasis to piggyback from Proverbs 22:6. Then were the children brought. Let me read what the word says. Then were there brought unto him little children that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked him. And it's the women brought their kids to the Lord, and the disciples tried to intervene. But Jesus rebuked them, but Jesus said, suffer, little children. And the word suffer means allow. So I'm going to say the way it means, the word suffer, it says, Jesus said, allow the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them, amen, and departed thence. Now, as I go into some examples that Jesus gave here, here we go. We still got the parents. So the children were brought to Jesus to touch and to pray. Amen? And this must happen, what, on your watch, okay? There are some things that should not happen on your watch, but this is one thing that should happen on your watch. You should be able to train your kids up the way of the Lord, teach them about God, let them know about Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody, amen? And take them to church. And you can take them to Bible study and even have one in your home. Anything you can do to saturate your children in the way of the Lord, do so. Now, the children were brought to Jesus for him to touch and pray. The children were so little that they had to be brought to Jesus, called them infants. Amen? The children were brought to Jesus to touch and to pray. This was the purpose for their being brought to him. The laying on of hands was a symbol of special blessings and dedication. Amen? And say, this must happen to what? On my watch. Other words, don't let it not be on your watch, because you want to obey the word of God, like you said in Proverbs 22:6, train up your children. And then Jesus was saying, bring them to me. Such is the kingdom of God, the little children. So bring them to me. Amen? The children, let me give you an example. It demonstrated a belief in God. Whenever you bring your kids to church, whenever you pray at home with your children, pray over your kids, amen, you are demonstrating God to them. Case here, they brought the children to Jesus, and Jesus laid his hands on them, amen. The children were brought despite threatened opposition. So, in other words, there was an opposition that was going out if anybody was saw bringing their children to Jesus. But they didn't mind. They had a made-up mind. I know this man is the Messiah. I know his life through this man here. And if I had to die, go and kill me. I'm taking my kids to see the Lord, the Messiah. Amen. So what this means to you and me? This means that train your child up. Teach him God's word. Teach him God's way. Let them see you live that life. Amen. And let them continue to hear you reiterate and reiterate and reiterate. That's why I run my mouth for Jesus. Amen. As the Lord give me the leading and guidance, I'm going to run my mouth. Amen. I'm so happy right now. And I told Cousin James, I'm in the side of a truck. It doesn't matter where I'm at as long as I'm doing the will of God. Amen. It doesn't matter where you at as long as you are doing the will of God. But back to these kids. Children was too young to understand what was happening. They knew nothing about the importance of being blessed by Christ. But their age made no difference. They was brought to him. What does it mean to you and me? This means that it doesn't matter whether they understand or not. I've learned a long time ago the formality and the emotion. If my little two-year-old grandbaby know that we get down the table, she's going to put her hands up to her chin, and she know we're going to bless. She doesn't understand all of it, but she see us doing it, so she's going to take after that. Are you hearing me, mother and father? So the children were too young to understand, but it didn't matter. They still brought them to Jesus. Amen? And we got a verse way back there in Deuteronomy 6 and 7. This is what it says. Moses saying, "And thou shall teach them diligently unto thou children." Somebody word. Come on, somebody. And shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when they rise up. That's Deuteronomy 6:7. So this is one of those verses you can say, on my watch. On my watch. What? I'm going to teach my children diligently? Come on. I'm going to talk. I'm going to walk. Amen. While they laying down, I'm going to go in the room and pray over them. I'm going to talk to God about them. When they get up, are you hearing me, church? You can't never get enough of Jesus. Come on. I know it's a popular song out saying, "Give me a little bit more Jesus." No, I need all of them. I don't know about you, but I need all. I don't need just a little bit more. Come on, somebody. I need all of Jesus. Amen. The key verse again, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Say after me, in your own way, on my watch. This will happen on my watch. Amen. Think of the children who was not brought to Christ. Even then, and even today, look at so many kids who don't even know anything about Jesus Christ, huh? The result of that is very tragic. Amen. They never come to know Christ in this life and security he brings to what? The human heart. It's very, it's tragic. Amen. But let me tell you about a benefit. The benefits of bringing children to Christ is innumerable. Amen. As a child who is brought to Christ grows up learning love, amen, that he is loved by God. See, when you train your kid up to teaching that, they grow up knowing that. Amen. I'm talking about, and I did the sermon about how we ought to go from believing God to knowing God. Amen. So this child you train up is taught and he's nurtured. He knows that he's loved by God. Amen. And he also knows that he trusts God. Amen. As he matures year to year, knowing that no matter how evil some people may be, he himself, she herself is what? Is love. Amen. And even all, they ought to love those who do wrong. Why? Because you, mother, you, father, you took time out to what? Teach them God's way. Not your way, not the highway way. Come on, somebody. But you understood and understand Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way that they must go. Amen. This child learns that he is to help sow the seed of love upon the earth. Why? Because the mother, father, whoever else may be, who impacted their lives, made sure that they was trained up in that way. Amen. So, parent, on your watch. See, I know my sermon topic is not on my watch, but there are a lot of things I want you to be able to understand. It is to be on your watch. And one thing should be on your watch is a child who is brought to Christ growing up learning power and triumph that God will help. Come on, at all times, amen? When you teach and train your child that supernatural power is available unto them, they're going to grow up. That's why I say it's so important to start them off as early as possible. Amen. I see some youth in the church where I pastor, and this one little girl about 3 years old or three or four, I think she's about three. Anyway, because her mother trained her up, she started speaking over life when she was carrying her in her belly. I can go on. But y'all understand what I'm saying? There's power. There's a supernatural power available through obedience. Amen. And mother and dad, you love your kids the way the Bible says you love them, and you will always reap a awesome reward. Amen. A child, this is to happen on your watch. A child who is brought to Christ grows up learning hope and faith that no matter what happens, no matter how great a trial, we can still trust God and hope in him. Amen. Here we go again, y'all. This is to happen what? On your, you teach them that God has provided a very special strength to carry us through the trials of this life, no matter how painful. So as they see you, and all my kids is up there almost 40, amen, one is 40, amen, and I've raised them up like this, and we have some of the awesome conversations. Now, that's not saying I didn't cross my teeth, dot my I, but I'm talking about I'm reaping the benefits now because like I say, at an early age, and this is who they saw. They saw a father who was struggling, but they saw a father who loved God. They saw a father who made sure he went to church and he talked to him about prayer. He talked about the word. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me now? Come on, somebody. Amen. Look at here. Another thing. On your watch, a child who is brought to Christ grows up learning the truth of life. You teach them endurance. You teach them that God has given us a privilege of life and living in a beautiful earth. That's why when people, you know, they're going to be influenced. The attempt to influence them through peer pressure or whatever, it all depends on what you teach them, what you train them, that they feel comfortable talking to you when they begin to hear and see things contrary to what you taught them, and they come back to you and what? Talk to you about it. And another verse I want to read before I continue this message is one of the words that it says here in 2 Corinthians 4:4. It says, this is the New Living, so it's going to sound a little different. It says, Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. Now, you see, Satan blinds the minds of those who don't believe. So, you got to say, not on my watch. Come on, somebody. But what's going to happen on my watch is I'm going to train my children up in the way of the Lord. Or on the other side, you got the word of God tells you, I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read the first part of it. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says, Satan, who is the god of this world, and he is, come on, somebody, of this world, come on, huh, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. Amen? So not on my watch and not on your watch because I obey God's word by training my kids up in the way of the Lord. Amen. So that don't even apply what? To you. Amen. Now, parents, on your watch. Another point for on your watch. The parents' concern for their children was strong and persistent. Why? Because they brought their children to Jesus despite strong religious opposition and despite the disciples' public rebuke. See, the disciples, Jesus' disciples now, when the women stopped bringing the kids to Jesus, they thought it was doing the Lord a disservice. And Jesus had to rebuke them. Look, hey, what's wrong with you? You got it twisted. Are you, hey, you forgot who I am? So don't let that happen on your watch. Amen. What is to happen on your watch is that you teach your kids, you train your kids, and teach them about the way of the Lord. Amen. Teach them that life is given by God. So children belong to God. Children are bundles of trust that God placed into the care of the parents for a small, short time. Amen. So God placed your kids in your care, amen, for a short time. I mean, trust me, I know because all my kids is grown and they got grandkids. It seemed like it was just yesterday, amen, as time moved on. So parents, this is who you are to your children by delegation but from God. You are the trustees of God's property. Yeah, see, your children are God's property, and you're just a trustee. So while you are the trustee, train up your children in the way of the Lord. That if they grow old, they won't depart from it, amen? That they will be able to reflect, like I'm reflecting right now, how my mother and father taught me. Your kids should be able to reflect back. Hey, you know what? Mama didn't play ball, I'm telling you right now. Daddy didn't play neither. They taught us from the earliest possible. Your case may be where mom and daddy didn't teach us at an early age, but they went to church and they got saved, and then they learned, amen, that this is something they should have been doing all the while, and they got it right, and they made sure that even like we may have been 30 or 40 years old. Are you hearing me, church? So this word applies to you wherever you are in your life. Amen. Children should be presented to God as living sacrifices for his care and for his purpose. So parents, you are the trustees of God's property. Amen. Parents are responsible for caring enough to trust God's power and what? Blessing for their children. Amen. Oh, God's word is so awesome. Isn't it, y'all? Ain't God's word so awesome? Amen. I'm going to say again, ain't God's word so awesome? Amen. And but let me go ahead and give you a few more points before I shut the thing down. Amen. There are several reasons why parents don't bring their children to Christ. Some parents, in civilized as well as uncivilized parts of the world, are not aware of the only living and true God. Therefore, they are blind. That goes back to that verse I read a while ago, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Therefore, they are blind. They just don't know. Christians have failed to take the gospel to the whole world. That's one of the points that my cousin Jane talked about, and we both talked about going outside the walls of the church. Amen. If you may out there on the air, this may apply to you. That's why we thank God for this worldwide web to reach out beyond, come on somebody, and be able to reach somebody out there who don't go to church by hearing this message, by hearing this move of God through James, cousin James show that maybe so you can get the word. Amen. So the word, some parents, here point two right here, y'all. Some parents have heard the truth, but they rejected Christ. Uh-huh. They may be agnostic or they may be atheist. Or else, they may not be that, but it may be this right here. They love the world and the things of the world more than they love the news of the living God who gives them eternal life. But you, as mother and father, as you train your children the way of the Lord, whenever they get confronted with these type of folks, it won't be foreign to them because you as the mother, you as the father, have took time out and taught them and trained them and made them aware of God's love and also the opposition that they may be encountered with when they go out beyond you. Amen? Some parents are believers, but unfortunately they are immature and inconsistent in their religious lives. Their own Christian lives and worship are weak and neglected, sometimes up and sometimes down. Oh, man, did we hear that? Oh, sometimes up, sometimes down. But I know that the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that I am the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. Amen? Therefore, these parents who are weak and who are neglected in teaching their kids the Word of God, therefore, they're not teaching their kids that serving Christ or being kids to think away must not be all that important. If my parents don't seem to be interested in, are you hearing me, church? But say to yourself, not on my watch, maybe on your watch, but not on my watch. Because I understand what it says in Proverbs 22:6, that I am to train up a child in the way that they must go. And I understand also that it says in Philippians 2:5 that let this mind be in me, which also was in what? Christ Jesus. Amen? We got Hebrews 11:6. This is what it says over here, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, because this message is primarily geared to the parents tonight, and you teaching your children, so share this verse with your kids. Because already you believe it. You know it's the truth. So share it with them. Let them know. Look here, baby. Look here. Look here, honey. Or you may be a wife. Share it with your husband. Or you may be a husband. Share it with your wife. Amen. Here we go. John 14:6. Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father what? But by me. Amen. Another thing, a child's mind is molded by those with whom he associates. Come on, somebody. It's real talk, y'all. His mind is either molded by the loose and immoral or the disciplined and moral. If the child's mind is not molded by godly parents, it will be molded by the world and its selfish and corrupt ways. Say amen, amen, and amen. And I believe that in this message tonight that I have accomplished in Jesus' name what I'm supposed to accomplish. Now, I can go a little farther, but the Holy Spirit is letting me know that I'm done. So these things I shared with you, it's enough information for you to be able to decipher what is to be done on your watch and what is to be done not on your watch. Amen. And I thank God for you listening to the Word of God. And as I get ready to close out, I got a song that I'm going to play. And I am so grateful. I am so grateful. And I am so grateful for God giving me the opportunity to be before you. So as we get ready to listen to this song,
sometimes you feel like you're all alone. Sometimes it's hard just to find a home. Seems like you're searching in the dark, trying to find a piece of your heart. Sometimes you feel like you want to cry, break down and crawl like you want to die. Just when you think that all is lost, you find a stream just to get across. Cause when you reach for a deeper love, you find a way to rise above. Cause I know, I know, I know, I know. God watches over us. And no matter where we go, I put my heart in trust. And I just won't let it go. Cause I know, I know, I know, I know. God watches over us. So I had my time, so I gotta do it. I played those games that I couldn't win. I had a hand at eternity. Cause I was scared just to lose a friend. Sometimes you stop and you close the door. You reach inside cause you needed more. I can't ever kneel and shout a prayer. So now I know there is someone there. Cause when you reach for a deeper love, you find a way to rise above. Cause I know, I know, I know, I know. And no matter where we go, I put my heart in trust, and I just won't let it go. Cause I know, I know, I know, I know. God watches over us.
Amen, amen, and amen. I yield the mic back over to you, Brother James.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. What an awesome word for such a time as this. Not on my watch. I can testify to what my cousin just got through talking about. According to God's word, train up a child in the way they should go. So when they do go their way, after hearing God's word, it has been instilled and imparted into their lives, into their hearts, even though you pray for them, and they still go out into the world, and the enemy tried to persuade them to do things, the things of the world, you have empowered and you have dwelled so much of God's word into their lives, they know what's right and what's wrong. So that's why the word of God says that they may go away from the Lord, but the word of God is so much in them that he will draw them back to him through his word, the word that you have imparted into their lives while they were children. And so also, parents, the word of God said, do not provoke your children. And that's what's happening a lot today. A lot of parents, even some Christians, they may not mean it, but they are doing it. And I see it all the time. Some parents are provoking their children. Then they wonder why their children are getting wild. They wonder why their children run away from home. They wonder why their children want to be like the world. And why they are so caught up into material things of the world. Because the way that you have rebuked them and the way that you have did everything that is not right, God, toward your children. So the word of God says, provoke not your children unto anger or to wrath. So we have to be careful, those that have children, that we are overseers of in our lives, that we want to be followers of Jesus Christ, so we want to be good examples, so that as they see us, they will see Jesus Christ. And so much that they want to know more about Jesus Christ themselves and learn more about Jesus Christ so that they can be more Christ-like. So wherever they go, they can draw others to Jesus Christ as well. They can plant the seed. Somebody else can come behind them and water that seed, and God himself is going to give the increase. So it's very important that we do not allow the enemy to divide families because we are not standing on God's word. And I love this message on tonight, not on my watch. And I can truly say that, again, that applies to my life too. Not on my watch. I have nieces and nephews that come around me all the time. And yes, they do. They like some of the things of the world, just like a lot of people do. But I have to bring them back to the scripture. What do the word of God say about this situation? So as grown-ups, as adults that are saved in Jesus' name, we are to be very careful about how we represent God in our lives, how we talk about God, and how we fail to talk about God in Jesus Christ. We are going to be held accountable. So we have to remember that God is going to hold us accountable for the things that we should have taught our children and our nieces and nephews or grandchildren while we had a chance, but we failed to do so because we too were so caught up into the world and the things of the world. So it is important to get into the word of God, what God's word says about the things of God and how we are to raise the children in society today so that they will not be caught up into the things of the world, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants them to be so caught up into the things of the world and material things that they forget all about God. And that's a trick of the enemy. That's exactly what he wants. And that's why we have a lot of young people are going to the graves, and it all really boils down to a lot of people that are saved in his name, they're not teaching their children about the things of God. And so if they don't teach them about the things of God, guess what? The world will teach them the things of the world, and the enemy will have a field day with your children. So we, as people of God, we must stand on this word on tonight, not on my watch. So I thank God for Pastor Norman King and this awesome word on tonight, and I pray that it has been received in love on tonight. And if you have been one of those parents that have been failing to do what God has called you to do, to raise up your child, your children in the way of God, in the way of Christ, then you need to repent and ask God to help you and lead and guide you in the way that you should go, so that you can help bring up your children according to his word, that your life and your living will not be in vain. So right now, we thank God for this word on tonight. And again, I pray that it has been received in love on tonight. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is once again, we come in the name of Jesus Christ. We come thanking you, Heavenly Father, again, for who and all that you are. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We know that your word is true. We know that the enemy is a liar. He is the father of lies. He is still going around killing and stealing and seeking whom he may devour. Those that are weak in the flesh, those that are spiritually blind, he is still trying to keep them spiritually blind so they will not come to know Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. Because he knows that once they're saved in Jesus' name and they get into your word, they know that the enemy knows they have a weapon they will use against them. And that's what he's afraid of. So we pray, Lord, that you would continue to move by your spirit in the minds of the parents, the grandparents, the uncles, the aunts, the nieces and nephews that are saved in Jesus' name, so we can continue to spread the good news of Jesus Christ in the lives of the little children, so that they too will be able to stand on your word, and they were able to be able to defeat the enemy through your word. So we thank God for your word on tonight through Pastor Norman King, not on my watch. So we pray, Lord, that this word again has been received in love. We pray, Lord, and we know that it did not go out void. We know that it's going to accomplish everything that you set forth to do in the earth, even on tonight. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to move by your spirit. And our prayer, Lord, is that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow and every door that's going to be opened in Jesus' name to the saving of many souls, that backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow. Move by your spirit and every door that's opened in Jesus' name, that you will be glorified and the devil, the enemy, will be even more horrified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. But that's the word for tonight. I pray that you was blessed by the word. I was truly blessed by this awesome word on tonight, not on my watch. Well, until the next time, know that God loves you. I love you too. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.